Yeah, look at that. Look at that. It's a Mac Mini. Stan, the emotions fly when I see it, when I see a Mac Mini, when I see a Magnum Mini. When I see a Magnum Mini, look how small it is compared to my face. It really disappoints me.
Do you remember when they were this big, like the size of your face?
Yeah. So there's something about Mini that people love, and there's something about Mini that people hate. They still pay a premium for it. We're going to talk about it in real estate, in property, with a studio apartment that just sold. Stay tuned. I'm the ringleader. So look it up.
Did you eat that in one?
Yeah.
I love it.
How are you today?
Mini life. I'm well. How are you?
Really good. Start a day with a Mac Mini. Not bad. Not bad.
I'll remember that for tomorrow.
A Mac Mini. Look at that.
It's true, though. Everything is becoming so much smaller. When you think about your Magnum, when you think about even a bag of chips, how many chips you actually get in that packet, everything is just getting so much smaller.
Cars.
True.
Properties.
Very true.
There's something really, like, if you look at that emotion of it, it's really, first of all, it's really frustrating to look at these things that are shrinking and you're just going, that's, you know, I'm paying the same price and I'm getting less. And then there's this really cool side to it, you know, cool side to it, like, that's cool, that's funky, didn't really need the whole thing anyway, better for your health, you know, if it's food or, but, you know, it was probably a little bit too big. You know, drink size, I see these little cans of, you know, rocking around and San Pellegrino, they seem to be everywhere, those little cans now. It must be making a fortune.
Well, the prices have gone up, but the sizing seems to be getting smaller and people just come to accept it. And like off air, we were kind of discussing earlier, who are you going to complain to? It's just slowly transitioning into more of a normal.
Well, are you seriously going to write to Cadbury's and say, you know, dude, my chocolate bar's smaller? You know, they're just going to go and blow you off. So I think with all these people that are making things smaller, these manufacturers, it's like, yeah, you know what? I'm sure there's a study that shows the profitability just go through the roof when you shrink shit.
But charge a premium dollar for it as well.
Yeah, i.e. you correct the price by 1 or 2%, but your profit goes up 10%. Yeah, and the consumer and everyone sort of wins. So shrinking of stuff, guys, is really, really big out there. I'd love to know if you agree or disagree. I'd love to know what you've seen that's shrunk. So it's a live show, so make a comment. But, you know, where it all started this morning, this topic with Xanth and I, was Bondi Beach. Cool.
Yeah.
44 meters squared. Uncool, but can be looked at as cool. What was the price?
$1.02 million. This studio apartment that didn't even come with parking in Bondi sold for $1.02 million for a studio. And to me, that just is crazy. The world has gone mad. But if you're paying that amount of money for a studio, have you just come to accept that you do like that small life? Are you paying for the location over the apartment? Yeah.
You know what? And I want to put this into reality, because if you're paying a 6 or a 7% interest rate and you're paying, you know, probably principal and interest, you may be a first-time buyer, you may be a tenant in there, you may be an investor. But the reality is this is 70 to 80,000 of your cold, hard cash earnings in a year. That are going towards living in that property, and you're still in 44 metres squared. So, you know, I guess it's a harsh reality that studio living, the mini living that we started talking about today, is alive and well.
Yeah.
People are not brown nosing it. You know, it must be, it's obviously bigger than you and me, because it is everywhere. And I'm seeing, you know, you're seeing chocolate companies pre-pack one by one their lollies when they never did that. You are seeing, you know, studio apartments pop up more and more across Australia when they've never done that before. You know, they were so rare to find in the 80s and 90s, and just now that stuff's just getting so much more popular. It's very interesting to watch.
Well, I do think it's a smart kind of move. If you are looking to get into the property market, when you think of how densely populated the coastline is, from all the way from the Northern Beaches down to Manly, you can fit more people in a complex in that mini, cool or uncool, whatever you want to call it, in that mini living. And it's just something that transitions over time that people come to accept, right? And if you've come from something grand and big, I'm sure that moving into a tiny studio would be a challenge at first, but it's something that you would just grow used to.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think where Luke's having a bit of trying to stoke the fire a little bit. He's just trying to get us going on Bondi versus Manly like last week. So what are we going to do about it? Is this the world now where it just gets, like, how low can you go? How small can you get with minis? You know, can chocolates really get smaller, or can chip packets and drinks and then, you know, and property, you know, like these boarding houses that we're seeing out there, we're seeing blocks of 80 being built, and these puppies with kitchen, with bathroom, you know, between 18 to 25 metres squared internally. So, you know, I guess it's smarter living in a way, because these guys are using it as a bedroom. And then they're taking their entertainment and they're entertaining outside, you know, restaurants, parks, friends' place. You know, an ideal example for it is like a divorcee. You may find we have a couple of facilities where I find it's popular with divorcees, where they go to the matrimonial home over the weekend, and Monday to Friday they'll be in a studio. Where they're just working and, you know, getting stuff done. So, you know, I guess there's room for it out there, this mini stuff.
Yeah, well, it's just a lifestyle change. And if you like getting outdoors, getting away from your property, going out and entertaining outside of the home, then absolutely, maybe this mini life is for you. But it's all just a matter of a lifestyle, really, and a matter of opinion as well. I mean, 25 metres squared to me is probably pushing the line of a little bit too small, too tight, too snug. For a single person, it might be the case, but for a couple, I feel like you would be living on top of one another, that's for sure.
Yeah, it reminds me of that Netflix, what I was watching on Netflix, those mini people, they decide to get shrunk. Have you watched it?
What are you talking about? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
So there's
a
Netflix movie out where all these families decide to get shrunk. So you give this scientific company money to shrink you and your family, and you live really, really well in a mini life, in a mini world.
Okay.
So it's hilarious. Like, it's a comedy, but the reality of it is pretty hilarious. But anyway, guys, we wanted to talk about it today because it is happening under our noses.
It certainly is.
Doesn't seem to be spoken about much, so we thought we'd bring it to service. Something you may want to consider, because there's an enormous efficiency to going mini, in cost and ease and things like that. What do you want to finish off, Zanth? What are your thoughts?
Cool. Well, absolutely. I mean, if you like a bit of a minimalistic lifestyle, if you don't like all of the clutter, all of the heavy furniture, and all of those expenses that come with purchasing those things, maybe a mini life is right up your alley. If it's just you, you're a single person, you love to get outside and entertain, catch up with friends, how much time do you really spend at home anyway if you're not sleeping? If you're out eating all the time. Yeah. Mini
or
life.
Exercising, or yeah, mini may be cool.
Make mini cool.
Mini, make mini cool. Have a great day.
See you, everyone.
See you, guys.